Then, of course, we had an extraordinary meal with Mugiko, and that's when we caught up with each other.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess you were maybe a bit surprised to have me greet you at the bus stop.
Yes, I wasn't really expecting you to see you there. But...
Yeah. Well, we were all enjoying ourselves at the house and mm-hmm. and preparing for a wonderful feast that featured all of the members of the radio show.
Oh, yes, pretty much. Yeah.
But that was my last night mm-hmm. in Kyoto with friends and having a fantastic time. And then the next day was just sad because I had to leave. And being at the Kyoto train station and gathering up a few, and being at the airport gathering a few extra little things for friends and family, and taking the long trip back.
で、そう、さっきの部分でちょっと略し忘れたのは、その高等院に行った後に精進料理食べに行ったって言ってましたね。それが、まあ、日本で食べた唯一の完全にベジタリアンなミール、あの食事だったって言ってますけれども、でその後、その次の日には麦子さん家にジェイソンさんは行って、でそこに僕も行って、あと立石さんとかも来て、そこで夕食を食べました。まあラジオの麦子さん、僕、立石さんってラジオのメンバーが結構揃った一晩っていうか、まあ夕方でしたね。で、その、うん、でその次の日にもジェイソンさんは京都を出て、まあ、ちょっとしたお土産とか買って、それからまた関空行って、そこからアメリカに長い道のりを帰ったということでした。
Well, sounds like you did so many things, so many fascinating things during your trip, and I guess youAlready said each of the things you did is very significant in many different ways, I guess. But if you pick a memorable moment, what would it be?
Oh, right. Well, here's one. There's a couple special things that happened. Mm-hmm. So when I met Terada-san, mm-hmm. we had two specific conversations at Minpaku. Mm-hmm. One was about the music that I like, and there was a music...scene in Woodstock, New York, mm-hmm. with the Creative Music Studios, mm-hmm. and he hadn't heard of that before, but he knew of all the artists that were there. And it was a place where international musicians and jazz musicians were collaborating for the first time, and this was in the 70s and the early 80s, mm-hmm. before it kind of it ceased operating at the level it was, mm-hmm. and when I left him, we traveled together on the train, but then when I arrived at Osaka Station, I was walking back to my hotel. Mm-hmm. Down one of the alleys, or down one of the streets, I saw a sign for the Music Inn, mm-hmm. CDs and DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
So some of my jazz friends here had always said, you have to go to the music stores in Japan, because they have things you'd never see anywhere. Uh-huh. And so I went into this very small CD store, mm-hmm. and was just fascinated by the things that were there. And I really didn't want to travel with a whole lot more stuff, so I was already carrying a lot, but I figured I'd buy, you know, a CD or two and see what I found. And one of the things that I stumbled across was a recording from the 10-year anniversary of the Creative Music Studio.
Ah.
So I had just been talking about the place with him, and then there was, like, this message. It was a CD from Europe, and it was a used CD, but there it was. It was this really unusual grouping of players. And,
mm-hmm. で、まあ、ジェイソンさんの旅行全体のその、なんていうか思い返しというかはそこまでなんですけれども、そのどんなことが特に印象深かったかって、その日本滞在でっていうことを聞いてるんですけれども、でそこでジェイソンさんが話してくれたのは、そのいろいろなんか面白い偶然があったみたいな話なんですね。でこれはそのうちの一つで、その民泊に行った話が、まあ、前回これは したんですけれども、民泊に行った時にウッドストック ミュージックフェスティバルの話をしてたら、帰り道にたまたま中古 CD 屋があって、そこに入ったらちょうどそのウッドストックの10周年記念の CD を売ってた。で、思わず買ってしまったっていうのが、まあ一つ目の偶然なんですね。
So, that was really interesting. But the thing that was even more incredible was that when we were at the onsen in this tiny spa resort town where everything closes at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock at the latest, the gentleman that I was traveling with who could speak that regional dialect, he really enjoyed going to these small pubs. I forget, what is the name of these small bar pubs?
Pubs, izakaya?
Yes.
Yeah.
Izakaya. We went into a small izakaya, and it was fun because he kind of hesitated before he opened the door because it was very loud and gregarious and stuff. And we didn't know how many people were in there or what was going on, but obviously people were having fun. And I should preface it by saying that we tried to go out the night before, but we went out too late. So the hotel said, go to this place. So it's our second night in this village, and we open the door, and there's like three men sitting at the bar that immediately when we walk in, there's three men behind the bar preparing the food and serving, and there's a couple on another table. And there's only like three tables and maybe six or five or six stools, maybe six. There was an area in the back that we didn't see, but there's like a private area. And one of the men from that was sitting at the bar, well, not only did he reach out and touch my beard, which was very strange to begin with, he ended up being from Osaka. So I had, so we were talking to these folks there, and it was just amazing. I mean, they brought out the beverages, and they brought out food that are it's customary to bring up. You know, each place would have their own, like, special
the little
dish that they would serve with the beer or whatever. And it was amazing because this man was from Osaka. And so I had asked if... he wasn't from Osaka. He was from Okinawa. He was from Okinawa.
Okinawa, yes.
Right. So we had this conversation...
the Okinawa band.
Right.
From Big Baku.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so when I asked if he knew this band, he flipped out because not only did he know the band, but he had been to one of the members' weddings, and he was friends with all the guys in the band, and he couldn't believe that this American guy who couldn't speak Japanese with this other really wild-looking American guy who could speak perfectly to them. It was fascinating. So that was quite extraordinary. I'm at a loss because I'm spacing out right now on the name of the group. It was Rankin Band.
Oh yeah.
That's right, Rankin Band.
It's a lot of very, very well-known.
Yeah. Guys, right? So he just kept repeating, I can't believe, you know, Rankin Band. And I don't even come to this bar, like, very often. I come here once every month and a half. And tonight I come in and you come in and you know my friends, or you know all my friends. And so that was a very unusual moment.
Then, 次の2個目の偶然があったのは、これは玉造で温泉にいた時なんですけど、これも民泊がちょっと関係あって、玉造にいた時に地元の居酒屋に行って、でその居酒屋で会った人に民泊でそのリンケンバンドの、三振、リンケンバンドが使った三振があって、それを見たって言ったら、そのちょうど居酒屋で話をしてた人、まあ、他のお客さん、日本人のお客さんなんですけど、その人がリンケンバンドのメンバーとすごい仲が良くて、その人の結婚式とかにも行ったことがある人で、沖縄出身で、でそのいきなり入ってきて、いきなり会った、その見もし一度も会ったことのないアメリカ人の人がリンケンバンド知ってるっていうのですごい興奮して盛り上がった だそうです。
But then I'd also say that our last night together was also very unusual because、you brought a friend、mm-hmm. you brought、a friend named、Uni, right?
Uni, yes.
And she was at the conference in Macau、mm-hmm. So yeah, it was a giant full circle. So I hope that my tale、of this journey some of you might have found interesting、mm-hmm. I hope and thank you for letting me share my journey, my first journey to Japan。
でまあ、最後のその旅行で出会った偶然っていうのは麦子さん家に行った時なんですけれども、その時に僕が一緒にウニさんって大阪市立大学の、学生さんなんですけれどもと一緒に行ったんですけど、ウニさんもイリノイに来た時にこのラジオに出てもらったことがあるんですけど、実はそのウニさんもジェイソンさんが行ってたマカオであった学会、全く同じ学会にいて、同じ時にその同じ会場にいたっていう、だからそういういくつもなんか不思議な偶然がというか伏線がというかがいろいろあった旅行だったと言ってました。で、まあ、旅行の日本旅行の話自体はここで終わりなんですが、この後にもう一つちょっと大事な、まあ、終章っていうのかながあります。その話も聞いてます。
There's also one last verse that I'd like to mention、mm-hmm. In the beginning of this conversation we mentioned that I'm Japanese American、mm-hmm. and during World War II my grandparents were interned during the war. They were put inthese internment camps. There were 10 camps in the United States, and、my grandparents were at first、an assembly center, which was、a converted racetrack, the Santa Anita racetrack、in California, and then they were transported to Jerome, Arkansas. In the summer,、at my last trip this summer, I drove down to、a small town in Louisiana,which is an hour north of New Orleans, called Ponchatoula. But I had realized that I could take a detour on my way there、and stop at the site of I could stop at both sites of the internment camps、mm-hmm. in Arkansas. And a lot of people don't know that there are internment camps in Arkansas. And so one was Rower, and the other one is Jerome. And my grandparents were、sent to Jerome, Arkansas.At Rower, there's a graveyard that、has been memorialized, and there is a walking tour that spans from one corner of the prison camp to the center of that perimeter、mm-hmm. of where the camp would be. And there's plaques that you read along the way, and you pass by the graveyard, and then you get to the center of the camp. Now, I was there with my 9-year-old son who could not handle the heat. He was really, really upset that I made him walk. And you know, of course, the point is to walk because you want to experience a sample, a moment in the life of what the citizens of, at that time, what became the fifth, I think it was the fifth and sixth largest cities in the state of Arkansas、mm-hmm. at the time when those two prison camps were in operation.、So that was an amazing stop、to stop at Rower. And the most famous person or a very well-known celebrity who was interned there is George Takei,、right? And、he, the actor, of course, from Star Trek,、mm-hmm. and he's the voice...of all these audio、bits that are on this walking tour as well.
で、まあ、この日本への旅っていうのもそのおじいさんおばあさんとかその前のその家族が来たところを訪れる 旅だったんですけれども、もう一つその家族のルーツをたどる旅っていうのを今年の夏にした。でその時の話をまあ収集、まあ、その続きとして聞いてるんですけれども、おじいさんおばあさんは第二次世界大戦中にアメリカにいたんですね。日系2世なんですけれども、なので日系人の強制収容が行われた時に強制収容所に送られた人たち、そういう世代の人だった。でこのおじいさんおばあさんが送られたのはアーカンソー州にあるジローム、アーカンソー州ジロームっていうところにある、強制収容所だったんですね。でアーカンソーにはジロームとローワーっていう町があって、その2つの町に収容所が作られてたんですけれども、でこのローワーって方にはお墓が残っていて、そのお墓の周りに案内板とかが立っていて、そこを歩いて巡ることができる、結構長い距離だと思うんですけれども歩いて巡ることができる。でオーディオガイドもあって、ここにこのローワーに収容されていた人の中には有名なハリウッド俳優のジョージ・タケイさんがいる、スタートレックとかに出ている俳優さんですけれども、そのジョージ・タケイさんが録音したそのオーディオガイドを聞きながらここを巡ることができるだそうです。
So、about another hour 45 minutes south ofAn hour or 45 minutes south of Roer is Jerome. And the only thing in Jerome, now this is all now farmland, and it used to be swamp, swampy, harsh conditions, but now it's all farmland. And the reason why these two internment camps existed evidently was because the government owned them, owned this land, and there was a rail line that passed through. The rail bed by Roer is pulled up.But at Jerome, the rail line is active. But the only thing at the location is a historic marker, just a monument and a crumbling smokestack that you would never know was part of anything historic of that nature. There is no sign whatsoever of any building or any tar paper barrack. None of those buildings exist.And maybe there was a couple other things on the property, but it's a commercial farm there now, and I didn't want to trespass, so I went to where the marker was and meditated there for a little while on the land and the weather and had a meal and went on my way. But it was a really amazing end note.What do you call at the end of a story when there's an afterword? It was a very amazing afterword to my journey to Japan. And for those of you who don't know the history of the Japanese-American internment, there are many, many incredible resources online and many, many publications in the U.S. on the Japanese-American experience. So thank you again for having me on your show.
Well, thank you very much for sharing this fascinating and moving story of the trip.
それから、まあ、そのローワーから1時間ぐらい離れたところにジェロームっていう町があって、こっちがジェイソンさんのおじいさんおばあさんが収容されてたところなんですが、ここはもう完全に農地になっていて、私有地で農地でほとんど何も残ってない、煙突が1本残ってて、それから看板がそのヒストリカルマーカーっていう看板が1個立っているだけなんですけれども、でもそこを訪れてその収容所のがどういう生活だったのか、どういう気候の下で生活してたのかとか、そういったことに思いを馳せたっていうことでした。で、まあ、日系アメリカ人の強制収容のこと、歴史について知らない人はアメリカには結構いろんな研究とかされてるし、いろんなリソースもあるので、ぜひ読んでみてくださいということでした。で、まあ、これがそのジェイソンさんのルーツをたどる旅、日本とアーカンソーと巡る旅、これがまあこれで最後になります。
ありがとうございます。2日間にわたってジェイソンさんのお話伺いましたけど、映画みたいでしたね
そうですね、
私ジェイソンさんがとはもう本当5回6回と行くたびにイリノイに行くたびにお会いして映画の話をしてたんですが、日系人だとは知らなくて、である日ふっと大福餅を出されて、僕はこれが大好きで、実は僕 の祖先はっていうお話を5回か6回目ぐらいに会った時にしてくださって、なかなかそんな自分のことを話されたりとかされなかった無口な方だなと思ってたんですけども、まさかその居酒屋に行って隣の人とリンケンバンドの話まで至るとは思わなかったですね。から日本人の人なかなか話しかけたりとかしない場合もあるかもしれないけど、ジェイソンさんのようにどっか行くと近くを歩いてみたり話しかけてみたりするといろんな、なんかことがリンクして同じ場所を歩いてても広がっていくんだなっていうふうに思いました。ありがとうございます。またなんかそのいろいろ今日出てきた日系人の、強制収容所とかそういう話とかあんまり遥かな人で聞いたことがなかったので、その話とかも番組であってもいいかなというふうに思います。シャンペーンなんかすごくいいお天気みたいですんで、散歩しながらとかゆっくりゆったり週末を過ごせますように。来週また同じ時刻にお会いできますように。WRAPU is an open forum for the urban champagne community. Views expressed as those of the speakers and do not represent WRAPU Urban Champagne Independent Media Center or the Urban Socialist Forum. Thank you very much for listening. Haruka Nisho from WRAPU Urban. This is the time for ending. We will see you next Friday at the same time. Have a good weekend. See you then. Bye-bye.